This is WKAR Online. Reworking Michigan examines our evolving economy as the people of the Great Lakes State explore new ways to make a living and build a future for their families. A unique mid-Michigan business is succeeding in keeping it loose at work. Baker Drivetrain in Hazlitt has carved out a profitable niche in the motorcycle business with cutting-edge transmissions it designs and sells all over the world. WKAR's Mark Bayshore reports on a married couple who left their button-down GM jobs to embrace the more rebellious culture of high-performance motorcycles.
There's energy on the shop floor to start the workday at Baker Drivetrain. A little liquid metal with your caffeine of choice is just the ticket for clearing out the morning cobwebs. Baker production manager Andy Fryer runs down some of the more common fare.
Cannibal Corpse, Slayer, Ministry. That's good stuff to work to.
Baker Drivetrain is not the workplace Warden June Cleaver had in mind for the boys. Images of unclad women, some with strategically placed drive shafts, dominate the workplace. Oh yeah, there's a calendar attached in the event you forget what day or month it is. Company president Lisa Baker, the engineer spouse of founder Bert Baker, is one of six women at Baker Drivetrain. She says it's all good.
Our culture is enough like a family that you don't have men making comments about the women, because if someone were to make a comment about one of the girls, someone else here would kick him in the shins, because that'd be like making a comment about your sister. And so it's respectful amongst each other.
In fact, Lisa Baker oversees production of the company's annual calendar. For the actuaries listening who are considering a career change, here's some more about Baker Drivetrain. The company's bread and butter is the Harley-Davidson aftermarket. That's Harley owners who have this habit of souping up their rides with bigger transmissions. Whatever vintage hog a rider owns, Baker Drivetrain has that upgrade. A rebellious, rule-to-be-damned mindset is part of the Harley brand, as well as related businesses like Burt Baker's.
We're the kids who shoot spit wads at the teacher and don't get caught. That is who we are at Baker Drivetrain, and we have fun doing it.
Baker says he celebrates what he couldn't during 15 years at GM in Lansing, what he calls wacky individuality. At first blush, that seems to be a lot about body art, the naked and the profane. Still, the Bakers and their 16 close-knit, get-or-done employees know the limits. Again, Lisa Baker.
It's a place of business. We have a free and open culture here, but you can't take it to the next level. This isn't high school. This isn't a locker room.
Baker Drivetrain's 14-year history has included jarring setbacks, but lately the company's been riding a wave, hiring more and celebrating 18 straight months in the black. Some on the payroll say their experience shows manufacturing can be the ticket to something new. Baker machinist Mark Wolfert spent 30 years at GM in Lansing.
And if somebody wanted to take their GM experience and go towards a business, they're going to learn things like the assembly process, also working with vendors to help you bring parts in that you can't personally make yourself.
Look beyond the tattoos and the Joe Dirt demeanor and you'll see Bert Baker sweating the details of business ownership. One part of his brain obsesses on the big picture, the health of the economy, the competition, the future. The other part, well...
My goal is not to get rich, Mark, but my goal is to have a whole bunch of fun and have less hassle per square inch, and that's about all I have to say to you.
That attitude has become the DNA of Baker Drivetrain. Its 18 employees wouldn't have it any other way. For WKAR Public Media, I'm Mark Bayshore for Reworking Michigan.
Get your motor running. Head out on the